This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast all across America on our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Some of the great radio stations in America are carrying us right now, and we thank you very much. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things rolling along, the construction workers, bulk mail centers too, thanks for all that you do to keep America moving in the night. Now don't forget, check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch page, or follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle. All right, I hear you, Kyle. All right, hold on just a second. We'll have to get Kyle back up in the queue here. So while I run over and grab this here, I will do this.
God bless us with this land. Let's set aside our differences and make America.
All right, we're going to make America great again. We're going to make America great again with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, are you there? Oh, my goodness. All right, Kyle, hang up and try again, please, because your call didn't come true for some reason. We'll try to find out in a minute. But anyway, I'm going to say the pledge and get rolling. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we mean just exactly that, liberty and justice for all, and one nation under God. All right, let's try again. Kyle, are you there? All right, I don't know what's going on here. I'll put you on hold again. All right, Kyle, just hang in there. All right, folks, so I'm going to start out this way while we're waiting to get Kyle queued up here. James Comey, a report that's come out now. James Comey apparently told his staff back in 2016 that it was John Brennan from the CIA who insisted on pushing the Steele dossier intel assessment. Now, right now we've got James Comey, former CIA director turned anti-Trump activist John Brennan, and former director of national intelligence and Trump critic James Clapper, all subjects of a dispute over which one of them in the Obama administration, top administration officials, advocated for the infamous Steele dossier to be utilized as evidence in a Russia collusion investigation. Now, the argument has resulted into an open open debate with the Brennan people, quoting in the news media, is opposing Comey for what he's had to say and whatnot. But also, not long after Attorney General William Barr appointed a U.S. attorney to investigate the origins of a Russian collusion claims, what they're doing now is they're trying to point fingers at anybody other than themselves. Now, I've got a little question I've got out there on Facebook right now. And it's kind of, it's not funny, but it's just, who do you think will be arrested first and charged? Do you think it'll be James Comey or John Brennan? Now, those are my first two picks, and I'm picking Comey, because I think Comey's in the beginning of this, because he's the first one of the group of three that signed on to the first FISA warrant. Now, that being said, the fiasco was cooked into high gear after Fox News cited sources familiar with the records, their words, not mine, pointing to an email chain from late 2016 showing Comey allegedly telling FBI appointees that it was John Brennan who insisted that the anti-Trump dossier be included in a January 6, 2017 U.S. intelligence community report known as the ICA, assisting and assessing Russian interference efforts. That's been reported by Breitbart. So what we have here, I'm going to quote something from a movie. I don't know which movie it was. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Remember somebody said that somewhere? Along the line of one of the movies, I forget where. But in this case, everybody's trying to over-communicate by saying, hey, it wasn't me. Oh, no, it was him, it was them. So they're trying to save their own skin. And it's going to be funny watching what's going to be going on here. I'm telling you right now. So it's going to become something down the road here that we are just going to have to get the popcorn ready and get the easy chair ready, because this is going to be, it's going to be like bowling, you know? The more pins you knock down, the higher the score you get. This is going to be like bowling. They're going to line them up and then they're going to bowl them over. All right, Cool Hand Luke was the movie. All right, thanks, Kyle. And Kyle just communicated with me by the Facebook page, because apparently I got to go in the other studio and flip a switch or something to get him on the air here. But we'll get that all straightened around here in a minute. And here comes the music in my ear. So that means you're going to hear this.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. They just settled up with a very fine convention up there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thousands of people came out to see the exhibit they had there. And Mark Walters from Armed American Radio broadcasted from there live last night. And it was a great deal. So you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there and take advantage of becoming a member, and also click on that logo, USCCA logo, for the opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway. And also, should you become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff. And that free stuff includes the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. All right, Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics, are you there, sir? Hey, Kyle. I can hear you. Oh, my. Kyle, are you there? I can actually hear you, Kyle. Okay, all right. I got to put him back on hold. All right. There's something screwy going on here. I don't know what it is. But anyway, here we go. I've got some audio here from Attorney General Bill Barr, and we'll have to deal with to see if we can get Kyle in here at the bottom of the hour. There's something not working somewhere. But anyway, the Attorney General said, and I quote, if you remove someone for conflict of interest, that's not obstruction of justice. Now listen to what Bill Barr said here.
They believe he lied before Congress. They believe he overlooked the obstruction suggestion that was in the Mueller report. They believe that they can now hold him in contempt of Congress and look for that perhaps in the month of June. Also, they believe there was witness tampering. Specifically on that question, as it relates to the former lawyer for the president, Don McGahn, when posed with that question about whether or not he considered witness tampering once he got the Mueller report, Bill Barr explained his decision this way.
That's a misconception. He was not asked to change his testimony. That was a reaction to a press story in the New York Times that claimed that Trump had told him to fire Mueller. And that Trump, and this, I'm just going by what the report said, I'm not arguing the case, but Trump was mad at the word fire and claimed he never directed, began to fire Mueller. And in fact, elsewhere the report does say that McGahn was told by Trump to talk to Rosenstein to complain about conflicts of interest that Mueller had and have Mueller removed for conflicts of interest. And there's a difference, because if you remove someone for a conflict of interest, presumably someone else is going to be put in to continue the investigation. And what Trump was being accused of in the New York Times was just outright directing the firing of Mueller.
Now, that's fascinating stuff, and it's coming from the Attorney General, and he knows exactly what he's talking about. So now let me try this again. Kyle, are you there? All right. He can't hear me, but I can hear him. Okay, I'll have to work on that again at the bottom of the hour. Now, with everything that's transpiring here, the impeachment brigade was out yesterday, and they were some of them were on television. There was a congressman from Detroit, known only to the people from Michigan, because I'd never heard of the guy before. Asher, I think was his last name. And he was saying, well, it's time to impeach Donald Trump. Really? For what? You just heard the Attorney General of the United States explain something that, if you were paying attention, can't be done. Can't be done. Now, that being said, going back to something else that's transpired here, was Robert Mueller. They're trying desperately to get Robert Mueller to testify. And, of course, people are going, oh, it's going to be so great. He's going to say this. He's going to say it. Well, we don't know what he's going to say, but there's certain things he can't say when it comes to the grand jury that's been investigating. So give a listen here to this right now.
You're okay with him testifying?
Absolutely.
He works for you?
Yes.
Or under you?
Yes.
Or did? What seems to be the holdup? Jerry Nadler said this week it will happen soon. Perhaps it happens in June or not. Do you have any information on that?
My understanding is that Chairman Nadler is talking this over with Bob Mueller and his staff and trying to schedule it.
So you expect it to happen?
I have no reason to think it won't.
Do you believe members of Mueller's team around him put pressure on him to include certain aspects in that report?
I don't want to speculate because I just don't know.
Do you believe he gave in any of that pressure?
I don't want to speculate. I really wasn't there to watch the interaction of his staff.
So he has no problem at all with Robert Mueller testifying, and neither should anybody else, because, again, Mueller can't say certain things. Okay, that's just the way it is. He can't say certain things. So that takes care of that. In the meantime, we have Iran, and we have what's going on there. And the president came out yesterday and said, and I quote, he wants to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons, but wants to avoid a conflict of any sort, because wars kill people. And if Iran, of course, attacks us, then we will respond. And we don't know what's going to happen. But listen to this little back and forth.
You served in Iraq near the Iranian border, as we mentioned in the intro to you, and you saw these Iranian-backed militias firsthand. So help us understand what exactly it was that you saw.
Yeah, what part of the force we were fighting were some of these Iranian-backed Shiite militias. And they had developed weapons called EFPs, explosively formed penetrators, that could penetrate our strongest armor. They were lethal. They were deadly. They were deadly throughout the Iraq war. And what's important to realize is if there is a conflict with Iran, that these Shiite militias will just be one part of it. Iran also has the largest missile force in the Middle East, It also has a formidable proxy forces in Syria. It also has the ability to close the Strait of Hormuz, where about 20% of the world's oil reserves are shipped through. It has the ability to create economic shocks. It has the ability to hit American forces in throughout the Middle East. This would be, we would of course prevail in a conflict. We're far more powerful, but this would be the most significant military conflict if it got fully engaged that Americans have seen in a very, very long time.
You know, one of the things we've been watching is the way in which this confrontation has exposed some real conflict among members of the Trump administration. And I want to read for you a quote in the New York Times. It says this: "The developments cast into sharp relief a president who is instinctively wary of military adventures and a cadre of advisors led by the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, who have taken an uncompromising line toward Iran." And in your piece, you say it would be something of a perfect storm of danger. So when it comes to matters of war, how dangerous is it to have key decision makers on such different pages?
Yeah, that's what really concerns me. And what concerns me is you have on one side, you have the Iran hawks that are very consistent. They're very relentless. And they have a clear goal in mind, it seems. On the other hand, you have a president who veers one direction and the other. And he's done that from the campaign. He said we need to be pulling out of the Middle East, but then he would also say we need to take the oil. In the office, he has said we need to pull out of Syria. No, we need to stay. With North Korea, he said, you know, called Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man, and he's going to hit them with fire and fury, and then he goes and meets with them. So he's been all over the place. And my concern is you would have lower level decisions that constrict the president's choices, and the president, who's erratic and but doesn't ever want to be seen as weak, might feel boxed in. And that, I think, is a real concern. This is a serious matter. It is a matter that Congress needs to be heard on. It is a matter the American people need to be fully apprised of. And at this point, we're largely in the dark. We know there have been threats. We see movements of ships and planes. But it was very concerning to hear Lindsey Graham say just earlier this week, Lindsey Graham, one of the closest allies of the president in the Senate, said what he knows about these threat streams or what he's reading in the paper. And that's not acceptable.
No, it's not acceptable. And here's something else about the threat streams that are out there. And this I don't know from the paper. This I know from military sources and from actual military reports that I've read that I can tell you about, because I get stuff every day from CENTCOM and SOCOM and Special Operations and the DOD through DIVIDS, just like everybody else does that's in the media. But here we go. Let's just tell you that when they were loading missiles onto some of the vessels, some of the Iranian fast boats that they have, that was a direct threat to our ships, and that was spotted. Now, they say that they removed these weapons that they had from some of those ships, but they didn't remove them from all of them. So they're still a threat to be reckoned with. And they repositioned some of their missiles to better target places in, Israel and Saudi Arabia. Sure, we should be concerned. All right, Kathy, tell everybody how to call us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 50 million people across the country are threatened with severe weather. About 11 million in the Northeast are under a severe thunderstorm watch. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says damaging wind, hail, and tornadoes threaten the region.
We have a new storm. This is a completely new storm coming out of the West Coast, and this, I think, is going to be a huge deal for tomorrow. We're talking tornadoes, strong tornadoes, and the possibility of long-track ones as well. And then heading into tomorrow afternoon, it is going to be a busy day 4 of 5, because on Tuesday, more severe weather on the way.
Concerns about a possible conflict have prompted a warning from U.S. diplomats to commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf. The warning says airliners face a risk of being targeted by miscalculation or being misidentified by the Iranian military. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show. And you're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, we got him that time, but that's just the liner coming in there. So let me try this. Kyle, are you there? Kyle Warren.
Don't hear.
I hear you, Kyle. I hear you. Try it again. Can you hear me, Kyle? All right. Well, doggone it. All right, I'm going to have to try something different. All right, Kyle, well, we tried. We'll talk again tomorrow night. That's all we can do, Kyle. But we appreciate it. And the phones aren't working there for some reason, so I'll have to get that fixed before we go on, which means I got to make another phone call. All right, well, here we go. Let me get on over here into this mode, because I want to keep going on this Iranian situation. Plus, I also want to keep moving along on what could happen with this abortion situation, which is going on, the Alabama abortion situation. Now, listen to this discussion that was had between the Republican National Chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, and Allison Camerota.
It's a predominantly pro-life state, and they're saying, we want to let the Supreme Court decide. They've been very clear that they've crafted a law that will go to the Supreme Court that decides how far can states go to govern on this issue. Obviously, New York has passed a very different law that's allowed abortions up to the due date. And so Alabama represents Alabama. They don't want California dictating to them how they should legislate. And Roe v. Wade just didn't go far enough in saying, where do the states get the right to determine governance on this issue.
But do you worry that there's no exception for incest or rape, that that ends up hurting Republicans? I mean, you've heard some Republicans, I'm thinking of Kevin McCarthy, already speaking out about their discomfort with that.
Yeah, and there's Republicans on varying degrees of this issue. It's a very personal issue. We are the party of life. I think that this debate has been set off by a lot of things that we've seen from Democrats recently. 44 Democrats in the Senate said if an abortion fails, you can't provide life-saving care to the child. I think most Americans would disagree with that. I think Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, who said, let the baby be born and then let's decide if it lives. I think most Republicans would disagree with
that. That was a massive misstatement.
But he did say that, and Democrats haven't condemned that. And then you have the New York law that's gone so far to say on a due date, a mother can terminate the pregnancy. Sure. So I think there's a wide spectrum, and Roe v. Wade has not decided these issues,
yes.
And it's going to go back
to court.
But
I guess I'm just wondering, you as the head of the RNC, are you comfortable with saying that, I mean, there is this test case, a 12-year-old incest victim would have to carry her rapist's child.
And that's egregious. I mean, my heart goes out to that little girl. I think we are the party of life. I think there's a broad spectrum. You don't have a litmus test to be a Republican, but it's interesting that, you know, Tom Perez has been on this show 10 times since he's been chair, the head of the DNC. He's never been asked a question about whether he agrees with abortion on a due date.
Well,
it's only Republicans that get asked that question.
I mean,
why are Democrats posed the same tough question? We always get asked and have to qualify why we support life.
Well,
why don't Democrats get those?
Well, I'm asking you this because it happened this week. And
yeah, but he's been here 10 different times.
And we've invited you 10 times.
Yeah, but he's been here 10 times and he's never been asked a question about, does he support whether a woman should be able to abort a baby on the day that it's due while she's in labor? I think that's extreme.
But, I mean, I think that we're getting off the topic.
That's an extreme. But that's the Democrat Party.
It is not the Democratic Party. They're not talking about
it on this Alabama law. 4 days. Alabama is different than California. Their voters can make a determination. Do we want
that? But, I mean, I guess I'm just asking you, are you comfortable with no exception?
Listen, personally, I would have the exceptions. That's my personal belief. But we are a party that is a broad tent. If you agree with us 80% of the time, I want you to be a Republican. We don't have a litmus test as to whether you can belong to our party, but we are the party of life. However, we have senators like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and governors on different sides of that. Tom Perez, the head of the DNC, has said, if you are pro-life, you cannot be a Democrat. We will not support you.
Okay, and that was, of course, Mitt Romney's sister, and she was talking about what's going on here. Now, make no mistake, all of this is going on. You've got all these states that are jumping on the bandwagon with the new abortion laws because they're trying to get all of these put together so that they will be able to challenge Roe v. Wade, because that's where they're going. That's where they're going. And again, with everything that's going on here and with the message that you hear from the people that are there, that everybody knows that we're all on the same page, if you will, that we're all on the same page. Now, that being said, you've already had Alabama. You've had Georgia. Now you've got Kentucky. You've got several other states that are talking about bringing this in here. And who knows what's going to happen next? Who knows what's going to happen next? And, of course, with the people that are watching this and paying close attention to this, it's something that you'll just have to stand up and be counted, I suppose, because it's not a simple fix. There is no simple fix to this. We're talking about the people that are out there right now, that are waiting to see what's going to happen. All right, now, Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving, had this to say about impeachment.
On immigration, the president today is outlining his latest plan. It seems pretty clear the Democrats are not going to be on board with this. But based on what you've learned so far, is there anything that the president is suggesting, any of these proposals that you can get on?
Well, first of all, we haven't had a briefing on it. We hear various things in the press. We have to, I believe, come to comprehensive immigration reform. I think the president knows that. I know that that on the Republican side of the aisle there is a recognition that we have to have comprehensive immigration reform, and that, but that we have to do it in a way that secures our border, has a path to citizenship, respects the value of family to us, that has certain principles that we would agree to. The administration is asked to send someone to, maybe I don't know who, but send someone to brief the members. We always would welcome that, and we'll see what they have to say. But I want to just say something about the word that they use, merit. It is really a condescending word. Are they saying family is without merit? Are they saying most of the people who have ever come to the United States in the history of our country are without merit because they don't have an engineering degree? Certainly we want to attract the best in our country, to our country, and that includes many people from many parts of society. And again, if you want me to, I'll quote Ronald Reagan. Just ask you to go to his last speech as President of the United States and what he said about newcomers to our country being the vital force of America's preeminence in the world. And when we fail to recognize that, we will fail to be preeminent in the world. We cannot close the door. This is about our vitality and the youth in terms of ideas and entrepreneurship of the country. Every president has recognized that since Ronald Reagan, except this president. So we'll see what values are reflected there. We've only heard titles like merit, which is non-merit. It means merit in the eyes of Donald Trump.
Well, Nancy, here's the deal. Even before the president did a microphone check for his immigration and border security speech in a White House Rose Garden, his critics were saying they hated his plan and they hadn't even heard it. Well, good. That means he must be more than right than wrong, because President Trump outlined his proposal for reforming America's broken immigration system this week, transforming the legal system first to bring one that's going to bring in workers based on merit. And for that, they still want to impeach him. But this is all political. The president could stand on his head and spit wooden nickels, and it wouldn't matter an iota. Not an iota. Because they're not going to do anything to help him at all, period. That's just the way it is. And I get it. And I know most of you listening to this program right now get it too. And I know that a lot of you that may not even understand what it is I'm talking about, you can see with your own eyes and ears as to what's going on and how it's going on. So think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. But it is what it is. And by the way, I want to thank everybody Saturday night down there at the Knights of Columbus for showing me such a nice time. Jeff, a special shout out to you for inviting me to be a part of that and be the keynote speaker of your wonderful event that you had honoring the veterans and the heroes, because it was Armed Forces Day Saturday. And also, let's not forget that the Republican Party of Florida was down there, too, in Sarasota over the weekend. And they were all there for their quarterly meeting. Chairman Joe Gruters of the Republican Party of Florida brought them all down to Florida, all down to Sarasota, and had a chance to shake a few hands on the way out the door there, if you know what I mean. I went from one place to the other, and then I went home after a full day of doing stuff. But it was my day off. All right, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And yes, it's snowing out west. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless best testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Alrighty, there he is, Jerry Reed, old friend of the front seat, and that big old black Kenworth pulling that big reefer trailer, that 40-foot Great Dane back in the day. Remember those trailers, guys? And he's also got Smokey up there, and he's chasing up front with a little bandit mobile. Now, that would be bandit, rather. Smokey's chasing them. Now, let's go to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, which is brought to you tonight, as it is always, by Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Check them out online, Moss Family Automotive. And remember the four words that mean a lot to just about everybody in this audience that's listening to me right now. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're currently active or retired, and all 911 dispatchers too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle at Moss Family Automotive, with four dealerships to serve you. And don't forget, on the certified pre-owned cars, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, you get free oil changes and free tire rotations, and you get to buy the vehicles at wholesale price. And now, the Memorial Day sale coming up, because I'm going to be at Moss Family Automotive Saturday the 25th from noon to 3. The Moss Family Automotive Memorial Day sale, even more savings on top of that. And don't forget, when you tell them the captain sent you, you will get an extra $500 off your deal. Remember that. The captain sent me. That's another $500 off your deal at Moss Family Automotive. Well, here we go. A potent spring storm system is expected to produce severe thunderstorms on Monday in the central and southern plains. Now, very large hail, damaging wind gusts, flash flooding, and large tornadoes are possible, and it's very important that you folks up there in Iowa pay close attention to what's going on. And Oklahoma, pay close attention to what's going on. And Kansas, pay attention to what's going on. Because there's a wide swath in Tornado Alley where the severe thunderstorms will kick in with the daily heat, and we could be looking at some really, really bad weather. And that also includes the northwestern part of Missouri, I might add here. Now, I will back up and tell you about some other things, but very large hail, damaging wind gusts, flash flooding, large tornadoes are all possible through these areas. The area most likely to experience significant tornadoes stretches from the Texas Hill Country straight through Oklahoma, into southern Kansas, and western Iowa. Now, residents should review your severe weather safety now and get ready. Because starting in West Texas right now, we have what looks like some storms may be starting to kick in down around El Paso. But the rain is there, and it may be raining right now in parts of north central Texas, north of Dallas. Certainly the central part of Oklahoma tonight, the eastern and northeastern part of Kansas, to include almost all the way past Salina, Kansas, and up into the northwestern part of Missouri and the southeastern part of Nebraska right now, rain, and there's the potential for severe development as the day progresses. Now, let me go up north of there, because up in South Dakota, Rapid City, you've actually got rain tonight. That may change, because north of Rapid City, the northeastern part of South Dakota, most of Minnesota tonight, and all of North Dakota is under a heavy freeze or frost warning, so temperatures have dropped off up there. In addition, you've got a freeze warning in the northern part of Michigan, up there between Lake Superior and Lake Huron. You've got a high wind warning for Montana. You've got snow tonight in western Wyoming, going towards Idaho and Montana, if you're going the shortcut out of Little America, US 30 up that away. And then in the Cheyenne area, the Laramie area, I-25 down to Denver, west of Denver, the higher elevations, all west of Denver, you have got a winter storm warning for most of the western part of I-25 up over the slopes in Colorado. Now, you've got a snow winter driving advisory coming north out of Albuquerque to the mountains to the west and north of Albuquerque. You've also got the potential for severe weather developing in eastern New Mexico as high winds are to the west, and you've got weather conditions to the right that could be conducive to contributing to some really severe weather. You've got in the southeastern part of Arizona tonight, down there east of Tucson, I'm looking right now at some weather there, which is a freeze watch east of Tucson going towards the New Mexico border. And then as you go out west, some of the higher elevations, I-8 going up over the top and into San Diego, but going up over the top of the rocks, you may have some snow there. There's definitely some snow tonight in California. Winter driving conditions along the Sierra Nevadas, the border there with Nevada, the short stretch. You've got freeze warnings in Northern California. You've got snow in Northern California coming up over the top of Donner and down the other side to about 6,000 feet. You will be in winter driving. Central Oregon tonight, you've got snow there. So that's the situation we have. And then scattered showers throughout the Mississippi River Basin, Louisiana, and we got a little bit of weather. It looks like tonight in western Michigan, some rain there, but nothing all that terrible. And that's the way it goes. But in the meantime, today, you folks out there in Oklahoma, you folks down in southwestern Texas and west of probably it looks like Abilene and out towards along I-20 towards the I-10 junction, you will have some weather developing today. Oklahoma, pay attention. Kansas, pay attention. Missouri, pay attention. Southeastern Nebraska, pay attention. And the lower part of Iowa, pay attention. You're going to have conditions that will be favorable for severe thunderstorms and possibly some tornadoes. And they're saying there could be some large tornadoes from the Texas Hill Country through Oklahoma into southern Kansas. And you should definitely be paying attention today. So truckers, that applies to you guys, too, guys and gals going that way. Catwoman and Road Dog, you guys are looking good on your little trip. I don't see much of anything to bother you going down to Laredo right now. But that's all subject to change as to what happens this afternoon, of course, when things get warmer and things start to change. Now, I want to remind everybody, again, that the Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive Dealerships, all four of them, bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and you can save a lot of money right now, Memorial Day coming up. You can save a lot of money right now, and the sale that they got going on there, which is no money down, zero interest, and for 6 months, no payments, that is going on till the end of the month, May the 31st. And again, the home of You Serve, You Save, the program that saves all veterans, active military, plus first responders, too, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because when you do, guess what? Another $500 off your vehicle. All right, we're going to the top of the hour news break, and when we come back, we'll have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. And I know she's got a lot of things to, a lot of people on her list that she wants to say howdy howdy to, because you've been chiming into me, and she's going to say howdy back to you. All right, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.